Shabbat Shalom. This week, our parasha is Shelech Lecha, which means send for yourself. Our parasha this week covers numbers 13:1 through 15:41. In this parasha, we see both the mercy and justice of the Lord. And we also see the consequences for constant rebellion. So we pick up in Numbers 13 with our people near the border of the Promised Land. The Lord instructs Moses to send out 12 scouts, one leader from each tribe to scout the land. These scouts depart and return 40 days later with their report. Now, 40 in the Bible is a special number. It's usually associated with testing or trials. And so they return, though, and carrying on a pole, they return with an enormous bushel of grapes. It was so big that it was carried by two people on a pole. And so they say the land is good, as the Lord had promised us. But most of the spies state that while the land is very good, it is also filled with men in fortified cities that are like giants, and that we cannot possibly hope to defeat them. They come back with a very negative report. And so as they're giving this negative report, Caleb, one of the spies, interrupts. He believes that we should all go and take possession of the land. So he gives a positive report. After he interrupts, they continue with their negative report and get even more negative, and that there was no way we could take control of this land. And so these are like military leaders giving this report, and they give this to Moses. And after they give the report, 10 of the spies go out among the people and share their negative assessment. It's very divisive. They go out and start spreading this. And if they were negative with Moses, they're even more negative when it comes to the other people, when they're talking to everybody in the camps. They say this is a land that devours people, and that our people would be devoured and killed by the giants of these lands. The Canaanites and others were described as Nephilim, half human, half fallen angel. If we went to war, then our children would be taken as plunder, they said. So everybody's really scared. And so with most of our people scared, and after hearing the report of these 10 spies, they began to rebel once again against Moses and Aaron. They went to Moses and Aaron and wished that they had just died in Egypt or in the wilderness. It's one of those passages you really want to read in Scripture. We covered in the Bible study last week. And they start complaining. They start kvetching. Why had the Lord allowed them to come to this land just to die? They were afraid now their wives and children would be taken. So they wanted to pick a new leader and go back to Egypt. And so in their fear, they had not only forgotten what the Lord had done for them, but also what the Egyptians had done. Because as we read in Exodus, everyone here is worried about their children, but we read in Exodus about how Egyptians had killed so many male Jewish babies. They're so concerned about their children, but if they go back to Egypt, they're going back to a place where many of their children died. That's what fear does. It clouds your judgment. So Moses and Aaron respond by really not giving a direct response, but they fall on their faces, and they try to basically persuade and plead with our people to turn back from this, you know, horrible act. But Caleb and Joshua, two of the spies who have given a good report, they step in front of this crowd. And this isn't like, you know, 10 or 20 people. Our people are about a million at this point. And so you're looking at hundreds of thousands of people, which we're going to read about and ready, are ready to stone Moses and Aaron. But they step out in front of this crowd, they tear their clothes, and they plead with our people to trust in the Lord and to trust in his promises that he would be with us. And if the Lord is with us, who can be against? But sadly, our people were not persuaded and began to talk about stoning them all. At this point, the Lord made his presence known in a very dramatic way. Scripture says that the glory of God shone in the tent of meeting to all the people. He then spoke to Moses and stated once again that he was willing to make a new people for Moses, just like during the incident of the golden calf. However, once again, Moses interceded for us and asked the Lord to forgive our people. And so the Lord relented in his mercy, but his justice was also shown. He swore that the entire generation who had grumbled against him so many times would not enter the promised land. Only Caleb and Joshua, who had spoken rightly, would be allowed to enter. They were faithful and they received their reward. Those who were unfaithful received their reward. We were told that the Lord would have been with us as we took over the land, but the vast majority had rejected his promise. It is a pattern we see repeated over and over throughout God's word, where the majority follow their own way and not the Lord's. The Lord promised, we were so concerned about our children, there's some sort of dramatic irony here. The Lord promised our children would be allowed to enter the land, but only after everybody else had died. We were told to turn back, go deeper back into the wilderness, and stay there for 40 years. 1 year for each day we spied out the land. So by rebelling against the Lord, once again, that entire generation had sealed their fates. The Lord is slow to anger, but they had reached the end of that slowness. Their rejection of God's promises resulted in severe consequences, death. The 10 spies who had caused all this with their negative report and getting divisive with the people, they were killed by plague the very next day. They didn't get another 40 years. When our people heard this report, they decided in their fear that now they would go into the land to conquer it. After being told they were going to the wilderness to die, they're like, okay, we're trusting the Lord now. Let's go out and do what the Lord wanted us to do. But it was too late. The judgment of the Lord had come down upon them. Things had changed. Moses pleaded with them now to turn back and accept the judgment of the Lord. Before he's pleading with them to go in, now he's pleading with them to go back. Because without the Lord, they would be destroyed. But our people decided they were going to try anyways. And so without Moses, without the ark, really without God, they went out to battle. And surprise, surprise, they were driven back into the wilderness. So they were forced to turn back unwillingly. The final chapter of this parasha, Numbers 15, serves as a break between this rebellion and, unfortunately, the next one, and emphasizes following the commandments of Adonai. It includes rules for offerings and that we should treat foreigners fairly and with respect. You know, our parasha today has many lessons, but I think the most important is to remember it's not how we start, but it is how we finish. Psalm 95 reminds us that we need to learn from this rebellion and that today, while we still have a today, to not harden our hearts against the Lord. That generation died in the wilderness because of their rebellion and refusal to believe and act on the promises of the Lord. They let their fear and their pride that they knew better than God to overwhelm them. And they walked away from all the blessings the Lord had in store for them. Literally had to walk away. Today, we need to have faith in God's promises and trust that he will be with us as we hopefully remain faithful until the end. Through Messiah Yeshua, we have the promise of eternal life, which is much greater than physical land. It's bad to wander for 40 years in the desert and die. It's even worse to rebel against God's promise of eternal life through his son. And so we must also encourage one another, just like Caleb and Joshua try to encourage our people and build one another up. As Hebrews 3, which talks about this story, and Psalm 95 tells us. May we believe the encouragement of others to stand firm in the face of the Lord and reject those who stir us up with fear and uncertainty. May the Lord enable each of us to run the race set before us faithfully to the very end. Thank you.